military, or you face what we're facing now, which will be a cesspool of terrorism. The problem is terrorism that happens in Afghanistan doesn't stay in Afghanistan. We will see Al-Qaeda 3.0. They are working closely with the Taliban, and they do intend to attack America again. That's not just according to me. That's according to Biden's own intelligence assessments.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Americans seem eager to decorate for spooky season. At least that's according to a report from Home Depot, which said its early release of Halloween products promptly sold out. The early drop of the home improvement retailer's Halloween decor reportedly sold out almost immediately. However, no worries for those who didn't grab their decorations on the first pass. The company says its full assortment will be available for purchase in the coming weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For only 1 week, we're running Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And we have the vitamin D3 gummies with...
Overnight in the morning, a muggy start, 70s to 80. There could be an isolated morning storm about, but the rain chance is low for the morning, increasing though as we go to the midday and afternoon hours. Scattered to likely thunderstorms Wednesday afternoon. Hottest temperatures today, top off 90 to low 90s before the storms hit. Then muggy and warm start again Thursday. Scattered for the morning, scattered to likely for the afternoon, the high of lower 90s. Spotty, if any, storms Friday, partly cloudy and hotter. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. After the tragic death of his wife, Katie, Professor Franklin blames himself. Filled with anguish, he walks away from his family, which augments his suffering. But soon after the second anniversary of his wife's death, his self-imposed reclusive lifestyle is interrupted by an unplanned visit from his 8-year-old granddaughter. Awakened by Grace by author Darlene West. Available now in bookstores and Amazon.com. More info at DarleneWest.com.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
Yeah, like the Constitution and Admiralty law and maritime law, general maritime law, and shipping and containers, something that we created here in the United States, containerism, or... intermodalism, I guess, would be a better term. I want to talk about the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a British-German Royal Crown secret society, as identified by the founder, Cecil Rhodes, who owned De Beer Diamond Mines and started a country called Rhodesia, which was about flags of convenience. 97% of our international cargo coming into and leaving the United States is going on foreign flag. Not a good thing. This is not NAFTA, it's SHAFTA, CAFTA, all these free trade agreements that are being used to thwart and upend through the use of the administrative state that's been in force and effect for at least 75 years now, where the three great powers identified by Montesquieu in the book called Spirit of the Law, that's why you talk about Spirit of the Law, that's where the term comes from, the legislative, executive, and judicial branches of our government, Article 1, Article 2, Article 3, that are supposed to be separate under the founding doctrine of the separation of powers. Well, we've been invaded. We've been lied to. We have Hillary Clinton is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, as well as her fellow colleague, Jeffrey Epstein, whether he's alive or not, who knows. They're not the only ones. Negroponte, who ran death squads as the U.S. ambassador in Central America, tied to the School of the Americas and more, is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. The guy that was responsible for killing Kennedy and his brother, Alan Dulles and John Dulles, he was a president. Alan Dulles, while he was the director of the CIA, was the president of a secret society founded by the British Crown, and the main goal under Cecil Rhodes was to take back the United States. That is what is going on right now, people. Everyone, wake up. It is our old lords and masters who have done everything since the founding of this republic, and the world is looking to us to show them what free people do in a system of self-governance in a republic, especially when confronted by royalists, loyalists, those who kill and maim and start companies like General Electric that was started by the Crown, by J.P. Morgan Jr., who gave us our Federal Reserve, J.P. Morgan Sr., who gave us our Civil War, and was sponsored by his father, who was another Crown agent. He was a banker in England, backed by the Crown. That was J.P. Morgan Sr.'s father, Sr. The Council on Foreign Relations, look it up. Go look it up. And you'll see, like, you know, it goes even towards if you go to https://B=AHELY.com, it's an article about the deepest state and the system that rules us all. If you get into even things like Caesar's Messiah, that gets into the history of Rome. I mean, the European Union is Rome recreated. It's a reinvigoration of the Roman Empire. To not see it for that, and even the British, German, Royal Crown Brexit, that is a way to, oh, no, we're not part of all this, as they hand Ireland over to Germany, which is the European Union. It owns and controls and basically set it up. It's a European economic community that devolved into and became the European Union, which is, you know, the new Roman Empire. All you have to do is look at what's going on behind the scenes and who's involved and who Dick Cheney, I think he was the director of the Council on Foreign Relations, while his buddy, George W. Bush, is a Habsburg, German royalty, who is related to Barack Obama, his ninth cousin, twice removed. We have the same kissing cousins that we had in our Revolutionary War, kissing each other and stealing from us and setting us at war overseas with foreign nations. Biden is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. No way! Yes, he is. Joe Biden is a member of a foreign, international, royal, crown organization called the Council on Foreign Relations. Why no one has really, you know, spoken about this and really gotten it out there. I think Alex Jones and others have touched on it, but this is a, you know, Jeffrey Epstein's a member. Hello. And Hillary's a member. And now Chelsea's a member, Chelsea Clinton. And if you go through and look at their, I'm trying to think of all the other people. If you go to the Council on Foreign Relations, they actually list all of the members in your face. And guys like, oh, wait, Thad Allen, who's now working at NASA, he goes from Coast Guard, turning it into a special branch of military, not in the Department of Defense, but, oh, wait, somehow helps create the Department of Homeland Security that it gets moved into from the Department of Transportation, where we don't have branches of the military, but somehow the Coast Guard gets converted in the middle of the night under the cover of war in launching of the war in Iraq the second time. And this has been going on a long time. World War One was part of that. We had Clinton bombing not the Falklands. Sorry, that's another story. That's all part of this too. Bosnia, Herzegovina, the Balkan states, which is where a lot of this started. You know, World War One, the Roman Emperor's son Franz Ferdinand was shot, assassinated, and that started World War One. Because the royals figured, oh, crap, they're after us. They know what we're up to. They know what we're doing. They know that we're using or we're going to use the United States. And the Council on Foreign Relations was founded in 1921 between World War One and World War Two, which were both psychological operations carried out by the power elite, the royals, to take something like that worked very well in Prussia called the administrative state, which is known now as the deep state, which is the rule of rule, not the rule of law, nothing to do with natural law, nothing to do with legislating the law by elected representatives. It's about unelected representatives using the executive branch to take over and commandeer, break the Constitution in thirds and half, whatever, and take over the legislative, the executive, and the judicial powers under the law enforcement, Article 2. We're going to break. We'll be right back. Can barely hear that music coming up. Ronald, if you would turn it up just a hair more. And we'll go to break. We'll be right back. This is Maritime Matters with your host, Eric Schein, WGSO AM 990.
Hi, Bruce Falkenstein with Gulf Coast Bank. We're hosting auctions in August to raise money for nonprofits throughout the month of August. Auctions in August offers items such as fine dining, jewelry, sports memorabilia, gift baskets, artwork, vacation stays, pet services, and much more. There's something for everyone with hundreds of items to choose from. To see all the great items and to bid, go to auctionsinaugust.com. 100% of the proceeds go to the nonprofits. Gulf Coast Bank. The bank that cares about you and your community. Member FDIC.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Tom Fitzmaurice here with the Edible Dictionary Word of the Day, brought to you by Dornex, just voted one of the Food and Wine Magazine's top 20 regional supermarkets of all time. Today's Edible Dictionary Word is
raisins. Raisins are ultra-ripe red grapes, as you know. They remain on the vine until wrinkled and intensely sweet. The same effect comes from picking the grapes and letting them ripen in open baskets. Raisins are very good for you, but not everyone likes them. Here in New Orleans, at least by adults, there are more raisins eaten in bread pudding than any other way. The most interesting use of raisins we've ever heard was a game played in England a century ago. You put raisins in a bowl of brandy and ignite them in a darkened room. The game was to reach into the flames and pluck out the raisins, then eat them. They'd still be on fire, but as soon as you closed your mouth, the flames would be extinguished. We don't recommend this game.
Peek into Brennan's, the Grand Dame restaurant on historic Royal Street in the French Quarter, to find The Roost, a quintessential and elegant southern bar overlooking a lush courtyard that welcomes all to partake in the merriment of New Orleans. The amusing aviary-inspired bar is home not only to the most progressive wine and food experience in New Orleans, but also an innovative cocktail program of traditional classics with distinctly relevant twists by the hand of lead bartender Lou Brow. Pop in and celebrate at Brennan's, Roost Bar at any hour of the day. Your Caribbean milk punch awaits.
Hi, this is Barbara Hirsch Napolitano. Join Tracy Napolitano and I every Friday from 5 to 6 on WGSO 990 AM for It's Always Better with Bourbon. Need a great bourbon recipe for the weekend? Want to know what the newest best bourbon is? You want to hear what a master distiller does? Those are some of the things we're going to be talking about. So join us every Friday, 5 to 6. We'll see you there.
Believe all the members of this British German royal crown extension of the Roman Empire, Hillary Clinton, Chelsea Clinton, Jeffrey Epstein, just to name a few, Alan Dulles, John Dulles, Dick Cheney. And when you start to really look at this, I mean, Kennedy spoke against. This is a president of the United States, a very wealthy, dominant Irish Catholic. And I'm not a big fan. I was born and raised Catholic, but I have my misgivings about the Roman Catholic Church. I believe it is clearly it's the Roman senators who stepped in and became cardinals and ever since have run the church as if it is a religious, pious organization, when in fact it is a brutal dictatorship. With Clive Owen, the actor, there's a movie called Arthur or King Arthur, and it gets into where Arthur, the story they're telling, they try to be historically accurate on this. They try to as much as best as possible on a lot of stuff coming out of Hollywood, and there's a lot of garbage as well, of course. But supposedly, Arthur was British, of course, and he ended up was a Roman legion or legionnaire, and they were sent off on this task to gain the custody of and protect this individual, this one single man who was the cardinal, and he was the governor, and he was the general, where the military, which was the police pretty much in that day and age. Yeah, we had sheriffs and all that, and Sheriff of Nottingham and more going way back. But the religion of the day and the government were all not just in lockstep, and this is where the separation of powers came from. The more that power is diffused and separated and broken up, state, federal, county, city, et cetera, the more power different people have, the harder it is to corrupt the system to a point. And now we see the World Economic Forum that's been around for about 75 years as well. And I'm looking at, we have a friend of the program, Matthew Arrett, he's Canadian, and he does not like Jackson. And I'm reading something here, and this is on that site, a collection of articles, and it's BSAHELY.com. And if you look this up, but the privately owned company controlled by the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, and Morgans prints the money for the U.S. government, which pays them interest for their quote unquote favor. This means that if we would reset the nation's debt today and would begin printing money, we would be in debt to the Fed from the very first dollar loan to our government. Also, most people living in the USA have no clue that the Internal Revenue Service, IRS, is a foreign agency. And if you think of The Wizard of Oz, which was a parody on what was really going on, the yellow brick road, the gold standard, the Tin Man was the taxpayer identification number, tin, representing that character. And if you look in, there is a lot of truth hidden behind this. This was not a story for small children. I mean, if they really knew the truth about the matters, it would scare them rather than entertain them and be so cute. But let me continue. To be more accurate, the IRS is a foreign private corporation of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, and is the private quote-unquote army of the Federal Reserve, the Fed. Its main goal is to make sure American people pay their tax and be good little slaves. In 1835, U.S. President Andrew Jackson declared his disdain for the international bankers, quote, "You are a den of vipers. I intend to rout you out, and by the eternal God, I will rout you out. If the people only understood the rank injustice of our money and banking system, there would be a revolution before morning." And Matthew doesn't like Jackson, and he doesn't like Madison and Jefferson too much. I like Matthew. He's got a lot of good information and makes sense on a lot of things, and I don't know if it's because of being a subject in Canada for all his life, that he can't see things like separation of powers. He's mentioned that I basically live in a privy council. I'm not trashing him at all. I like Matthew, and I want to keep having him back on the program because I think he, enlightens us all, myself included. And I'm continuing on from that website. There followed an unsuccessful assassination attempt on President Jackson's life. Jackson had told his vice president, Martin Van Buren, but Matthew doesn't like Van Buren very much either. Quote, "The bank, Mr. Van Buren, is trying to kill me," end quote. This was the beginning of a pattern of intrigue that would plague the White House itself over the coming decades. Both Lincoln and JFK have been murdered for trying to rid the country of the banksters. The world's mega banks. There are two mega banks that offer loans to all the countries around the planet, the World Bank and the IMF. The first one is jointly owned by the world's top banking families, with the Rothschilds at the very top, while the second one is privately owned by the Rothschilds alone. These two mega banks offer loans to quote-unquote developing countries and use their almost impossible to pay back interest to get their hands on the real wealth, land, and precious metals. Rothschild New World Order. But that's not all. An important part of their plan is to also exploit a country's natural resources like petrol or gas. I mean, it was George H.W. Bush, who was knighted by the Crown, who shut down our offshore drilling and forced us to deal with the Middle East, where Britain, the British German, and they are German, the you could say they're Norman, whatever, but the Rothschild, or not the Rothschild, sorry, the Rothschilds are, but the Windsors are Saxe, Coburg, Gotha. They are Habsburgs. World War One started because of the assassination of Franz Ferdinand, Habsburg. And his father was the Roman emperor at the time. This is like 1914 or whatever. People, yeah. Who is it? Who is it? Okay. Real quick, we're going to take a call from Cajun Buccaneer. He's a loyal listener to the station and the program. Be nice. Keep it on point. Educate the people and let them know, you know, what you're thinking. Cajun Buccaneer, welcome.
Hey, can you hear me? Listen up, brothers and sisters. This is a terrible debacle and disaster that's being perpetrated by the Joker Biden White House Mafia. You know, when all this stuff started happening over there in Afghanistan, it gave me flashbacks from what happened in Vietnam. Brothers and sisters, we must not abandon all of our people over there and all these people, all these refugees are coming over here. Brothers and sisters, they seized all that equipment, the jet aircraft, the bombers, the armored vehicles, the tanks, the jeeps, the trucks, the cars, the bombs, the guns, the ammunition, the food, the water, other supplies. It was the fourth biggest cache in the whole world. The military has been strengthened so many times, I can't tell you. This is going to be worse.
Hey, than Cajun, real quick.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Real quick. We have nuclear weapons in Turkey that are stashed in, I'm trying to think of the area. But they're on a Turkish military base where we have nukes pre-positioned over there that could easily, just like what's happened now, be seized.
Well, I can listen to that. I can understand that. But did they? I want to know exactly how many jet aircraft, bombers, all and all this other stuff that they got stolen from us. Because I've heard that some of these, you know, F-14, 15, 16, 17 jets on a one-way trip could bomb the entire United States of America. How many jets and bombers and all anything else they stole from us to use to attack us with? You know, I want to know some numbers. I want to know what we're up against more than ever before.
I'm losing you on volume, hey, Ronald.
Have a great day.
We're going to break.
WGSO, across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov. Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day. And you can be part of this battle, too.
Visit standuptocancer.org to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. The Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries says a graphic with their logo circulating on social media that LDWF will not issue new hunting licenses to anyone unvaccinated is false. The department is asking anyone who sees the incorrect graphic to ignore it and delete it when possible. LDWF is investigating the source of misinformation. Days after the FDA approved a third COVID vaccine booster shot for those who are immunocompromised, the Biden administration is reportedly developing a plan for a third shot for those who were fully vaccinated 8 months ago or longer. Infectious disease specialist for LSU Health New Orleans, Dr. Fred Lopez, says he anticipates the booster shot rollout will mirror the original rollout of healthcare workers and nursing home residents first.
And then followed by older people and others then after who probably have other chronic medical conditions.
LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.
Tiger Rad. For a little while, things were a bit quiet on the bayou. But now, fans are back in the stands. And armored trucks are backed up to the locker rooms. The name, image, likeness era is here. And LSU sports will never be the same.
Let it go.
Football is back. It's a new day in LSU sports. With coleslaw and Cajun seasoning pumping through its veins, Coach O is focused on getting the Tigers back to the top.
You got to want to change the times as a coach.
And there's new blood in the LSU athletics department. Baseball coach Jay Johnson and women's basketball coach Kim Mulkey.
It's game time.
Plus, Coach Will Wade is working with a new but talented basketball team. Follow the journey of LSU sports with the Bible of LSU sports, Tiger Rag Magazine.
Tiger Rag Magazine.
On newsstands and online at TigerRag.com. Keeping you connected to all things LSU sports. Tiger Rag Magazine.
The Terrence Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour is here once again every Saturday at WGSO 990 AM from 1 to 2 p.m.
Hey, y'all. The Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 a.m. in New Orleans. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Hurricanes and other disasters, whether natural or man-made, are becoming a way of life. For many, like Matthew Goche of Lake Charles, preparing go bags is essential.
We don't view it as a chore. We look at it as a way to have a family activity together. And to get started, we go to jw.org to find the things that we may need.
The effort paid off last August when the strongest hurricane winds in over 150 years battered Louisiana as Laura made landfall. Advanced preparation relieved stress as the Goche family prepared to evacuate. Matthew's wife, Daisy, felt that relief firsthand.
I deal with a lot of anxiety and stress. So for me, I would have been scrambling if I didn't have my go bag ready.
Ashley Reaney, also of Lake Charles, saw the value of go bags.
So we used over half of our go bag items within the first probably 36 hours.
Tips for disaster preparedness and suggestions for putting together your own go bag are available from FEMA at ready.gov, and you can search go bags on jw.org. Finally, Ashley's 10-year-old daughter, Arden, has this sound advice.
You might not think you need one, but trust me, you really will.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
And I'm looking at the list of names for the Council on Foreign Relatives of the Crown. And Stacey Abrams, you know her, right? The lady who did all the damage in Georgia and regarding the vote. Stacey Abrams, Elliot Abrams, Michael J. Abramowitz. And if you don't know or don't recognize these, Nissan Abouf or Abu. If you don't recognize these names, look them up, but go down the list and you'll see all kinds of people that you recognize, like Jeffrey Epstein, Hillary Clinton. Look at their behavior. Bill Clinton was president, and regardless, our founders would have said no. It doesn't matter if there's a vote involved. Doesn't matter if there's administrations in between. We don't pass seats of public power and trust, the president, to family members like Papa Bush to Baby Bush, from George H.W. Bush, who was knighted by the crown, and his president, Ronald Reagan, was knighted by the crown, to where George Herbert Walker Bush was not only knighted by the crown, he shut down offshore oil exploration and drilling and shelved it to get us involved in the Middle East, where the British-German royal crown could work its magic or its, you know, sorcery, if you look at who the crown is and what they've been up to. But can I say that I hate royalism, that I hate the crown? I don't think so, because that would be a hate crime, wouldn't it? For those people who want to get us to bend a knee and bow our head to their ultimate rule over us, their trickery, chicanery, to get us to believe that we're not good enough, that we deserve what we get. When you look at, literally just go and scroll down the list and the people that you will discover who are members of the count, Madeleine Albright. Pfft, wow. That's no surprise. I'm just looking at name after name after name after name. You know, Thad Allen, the Coast Guard commandant who shut down the Gulf, carried on a form of economic asymmetric warfare against the American people and disallowed through the use of a branch of military that's not supposed to be a branch of military. That's a branch of military not in the Department of Defense where it's supposed to be. If it were an actual branch of military, it came from the Department of Transportation, not the Department of Defense. It helped create the Department of Homeland Security. We have over 78 federal fusion centers now in the United States that are much like Stasi centers. They have vertically integrated in violation of and in stark contrast to the separation of powers doctrine that is a founding doctrine here in the United States in a republic that the crown hates. The crown hates citizens because we are not subjects. They want to subjugate us all and put us under their mantle and own us like property and treat us as if we are property. If you just keep going down the list, and it's like every couple names, you know, and some of them, you know, go back in history a bit, like what's his name? Alan Dulles and John Dulles. Alan Dulles as the president of the Council on Foreign Relations, a secret society formed by Cecil Rhodes, was instrumental in not only taking out the president of the United States, Kennedy, like he had done to presidents and leaders of other countries where they wanted to have their own leader, their own ruler, or not ruler, their own elected representative representing them in world affairs, you know, in a government of self-governance of, by, and for the people, not of, by, and for the crown, and or the crown families or those who will protect the crown. You know, and maybe it's the Irish in me who recognizes this, where the British come in and for, I don't know, what, 600 years or more, they basically own and control and run not all of Ireland, but pretty much, and Northern Ireland for sure, if not Southern Ireland. And even the, when Brexit happened, and the pigs, Portugal, Ireland, Greece, Spain, the four countries or more that were subjugated and basically passed over to the Habsburgs in Germany by the Habsburgs in England. And I'm talking current day. I'm not talking like 100 years ago. I'm not talking 500. I mean, I am, because it's all the same. It's all a continuation of the same. But go and check out and read up on the Council on Foreign Relatives. It's foreign relations, but I'll call it foreign relatives because that's what I mentioned. Negroponte, M. Michael Ansour, John Duke Anthony. If you don't recognize some of these names, go look up who they are and what they're all about and have all been about. They are and have been taking down the United States from within. It's the same thing that they did to the Roman Republic. They, you know, even the when it turns into an empire, that's being done intentionally, and it's all administrative. It's all behind the scenes. It's all sorcery. It's all magic. It's all use of the tongue to get people to look the other way, to forget what self-governance is all about. And self-governance is all about you and your family and your friends being involved. And it's not just at the level of, you know, forget the student body, and God bless all the students that are out there doing their part to speak out and wake people up and stand up for their natural God-given rights, whatever and however you want to define or worship your God, our God, any God, not the devil, because, here's a name, Axelrod. And this is a name, Robert M. Axelrod. It's not David Axelrod or Jonathan Axelrod. David Axelrod was a, you know, an aide de camp to President Emperor Obama. And he was also, there's a Jonathan Axelrod who was involved in my stuff. And you don't get a name like Axelrod unless you're greasing the axles for the crown. And it's a long and storied name. Like another name that came up in my own situation is Liechtenstein. There was a woman named Nicole Liechtenstein who was at the first series of proceedings. And we have a Babbitt on here, and you know what has gone on with Ashley Babbitt, and I don't know if there's any relation, but a lot of these, like Stacey Abrams, it's not just a relation, it's her. Like Hillary Clinton, it's not a relation or somebody with the same name, it's her. These are people who have their membership in a secret society. It's an international organization created by the British German Royal Crown to, and this is what Cecil Rhodes said himself, take back the United States as the lost colony to the British German Empire. Now, I don't know how much more clear I can be. And this, like, they got James Baker III. Jeez, go look up who he is. You just keep scrolling down. And if you have any kind of awareness about what is and has been going on, you will see all kinds of people who say they're representing America and Americans, but they're not. They are representing the royal families from not just Europe, but from around the world, because China, or Ronald, sorry. Are you there? Can you hear me? Hello. All right. Hey, Ronald, can you hear me? I don't know if we lost our producer. Oh, sorry. Are we good? Okay. Sorry, just doing a sound check, people. You know, I don't know what to say. It's not just the Council on Foreign Relations either, because Cecil Rhodes started the Bilderbergs. Cecil Rhodes started the Trilateral Commission. And you see what's happened now with the World Economic Forum. It's almost like the church did, the Roman Catholic Church. It had its, you know, segment of the world that it wanted to rule and control and take out or strip people of their wealth through. And you know, for all you people out there who are loyal to the Roman Catholic Church, I'm sorry, you've been fooled. I went to Catholic grade school and high school, and always knew that something was wrong. Something wasn't right. And we're going to go to break. You can hear the music coming up. I want to throw out some more names that are on here. I went through it the other night, and there's just so many people, like Stacey Abrams, Hillary Clinton, now Chelsea Clinton, Dick Cheney, on and on and on. And they're tied into these other secret societies like Skull and Bones. Bush, 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 and Bush. We'll be right back. This is Maritime Matters, your host, Eric Schein, WGSO AM 990. We'll be right back.
The Edwards Mortgage Group, the Maison Collective, NOLA Title Group, and ARC Insurance Consultants are the ones to call on for all of your home needs. Whether it's mortgages, closing, sales, or insurance, they take care of your home needs, and now they have come together to help take care of the needs of our beloved New Orleans music community by partnering with Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA for FunkyUncle.live. FunkyUncle.live is a free webcast live from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge, that features New Orleans musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans that have been impacted by COVID-19. You can join in the funky fun time by simply going to www.FunkyUncle.live every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Coming to the Funky Uncle Lounge on August 18th, Mustache Petting Zoo, and on August 25th, Space and Harmony. For more information on how you can support live from the Funky Uncle, go to funkyuncle.live and follow us on social media.
Hi, this is Clay with Witcher Passion Live. Join me every Thursday from 12 to 1 for 1 hour of talk to talk about your passion and you.
At Hyundai of Metairie, there's never been a time when your car has been more valuable than right now. And Hyundai of Metairie will pay up to 130% of Kelley Blue Book value. Buy a car from us, or we'll buy one from you at Hyundai of Metairie. There's a reason why we're Louisiana's number one new Hyundai and certified pre-owned volume dealer. Be sure to visit our facility at 5969 Veterans Boulevard to see all we have to offer. Or call 504-838-9000. Visit us online at HyundaiofMetairie.com.
WGSO. From the Buca Ray
to Funchal Square,
things have changed. WGSO, do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, this is Kevin Love from the Cleveland Cavaliers. At times, life can feel scary, and we can get overwhelmed by anxiety. Mindfulness can help you get through these tough times. My nonprofit is partnering with Headspace to offer free content to help you stress less. It's as easy to do as this. Take a big, deep breath, in through the nose, out through the mouth. In and out. Head to kevinlovefund.org/headspace and be kind to your mind.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Brian Diaz with the NOLA Drink Show. Join me as we explore the world of drink and food in New Orleans and beyond. Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO. Exclusive content at NOLADrinks.com. Cheers, y'all.
The collection of articles at BSAHELY.com gets into the Rothschilds and the banking empire, gets into all the wars that we have fought, including the Napoleonic Wars. And now we have Napoleonic law, to where the administrative state is Napoleonic law. It's where law enforcement is making the laws through rulemaking, through carrying on adjudications or courts under law enforcement. That's a police state. That's a, well, military police state, because the Coast Guard is saying that it's a special branch of military in Homeland Security that can carry on civilian law enforcement. that prohibition goes back 2,500 years. We could talk, we're talking Socrates and Plato and Plato's The Republic, where, you know, allegory of the cave. History is repeating itself, people. And until you learn and wake up and understand history and even how our own government works, Article One, what is that? Come on, people. Legislative branch that makes the laws. It's a elected representatives. It's a democratic, the vote, Republican, which we used to have a Democratic Republican Party. It was broken up. That was Jefferson and Moore. The next four presidents, two terms each, were all members of the Democratic Republican Party. The crown has been playing games and has given us George Herbert Walker Bush. He was a crown agent. He was knighted by the crown. His president, Ronald Reagan, was knighted by the crown. Greenspan, knighted by the crown. Kissinger, knighted by the crown. Colin Powell, knighted by the crown. I don't know what more I can say to get people to wake up, where this is all coming from, what their final end is. And it is about you bending your knee and bowing your head and swearing fealty to. You know what Rome used to be able to do? The Roman Senate could deify and make an emperor, not just king, you know, that's basically what an emperor is, but they could make him a god. They could vote to make, as they've done, like with Titus and Tiberius and the whole, you know, telling of the story of Christ that predates Christ for any number of reasons, like Osiris and Ra and the Son of God and the God that is the Son, and, you know, going back to pagan and Druids and more, something that the British, German, Roman, you know, because England, Britain, was owned and controlled by Rome for close to 400 or 500 years. And they just left because they basically, you know, just like in Ireland, especially Northern Ireland, took over and bred with the locals. And you don't think that they're doing this, they can't do that in China. Oh yeah, they can. Hong Kong is the largest Trojan horse built by mankind that has been gifted to and set at the gates of China. When China well knows, and the dynastic families there are kings and queens, just like in Europe. It's the same thing going on that's been going on for thousands upon thousands of years. And I believe much longer than we are told or led to believe or told to believe or forced to believe, like wearing masks actually does anything. And now they're doing mask mandates. It's like they're doing all of this. And I'm telling you from personal experience with what Homeland Security did to me, they're trying to drive you crazy, telling you one thing and then changing 180 degrees out. All of the masks are good. No, masks are bad. No, masks don't matter, let alone the vaccine. And we see what's going on with that, where A, it's not a vaccine. B, they have immunity to carry on impunity to force people to take this genetic, you know, gene therapy weapon. It's not even a tool. It's not something to help you. It's something to hurt you. You know, they are saying that the vaccines work. They're not vaccines, first and foremost. So they're lying to you there. If you look at and see what's gone on with me and my own situation, where they stole medical records, falsified medical records, used somebody else's medical records against me, used documents that weren't even medical records as if they were medical records, and prosecuted me for 14 years in a military tribunal as an alleged civilian for, quote unquote, being depressed. It's like, what? And they did it just to show how powerful they are and that the crown can get away with murder, is they did it in room 5150. And if you don't know what that is or what it means, look it up. It goes to mental health code in California. It goes to One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and Nicholson's character of Murphy or McMurphy, to where he was a merchant seaman, and his buddy Chief, who was an Indian, who were given free health care by the Department of Health and Human Services that also had a Department of Psychiatry. And this was a lot of stuff that changed. Reagan came in, and instead of doing away with it, he privatized it. much like everything else, our banking system, our currency has been privatized. It's not of, by, and for the people. It's not carried out by the people. Even our laws and being able to get into court, you have to exhaust administrative remedies. So you have to go to the police and law enforcement and allow them to beat you up for years, 14 years, like in my situation, before you can even try to get into a real court, an Article III court. They have things called like deference, which is Chevron deference is one of them, to where they can, the courts have come up with this. This is not law from the legislature. This is why Kamala Harris went in and talked to Amy Coney Barrett after Donald Trump, President Trump had nominated Amy Coney Barrett as a Rhodes Scholar like Bill Clinton, started by Cecil Rhodes, like the Council on Foreign Relations that Chelsea Clinton is now a member of, and Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein and Alan Dulles and John Dulles and so many others like Negroponte. The British Crown covertly rules the world from the 677-acre independent sovereign state known as the City of London. And if you look at what the City of London is, it's much like Rome. The Vatican is in Italy. It's an independent state, like Washington, D.C. to a large extent. And we see the Democrats or whatever, they want to turn Washington into a state, which is like, wait. I believe that our founders did try to do something different. They saw the separation of powers. They studied it, as Montesquieu and others put it out. They were brilliant in what they attempted to do. But from the very onset, I mean, even when Washington became our first president, they tried to sneak in one of their cousins. And some say, well, that was Washington. But I don't, you know, Washington did things like he stepped down after two terms. People wanted to make him, just like in Rome, a god, a deity. They even fought over, you know, what to call him, king, president, whatever, emperor, you know, going back, dating back to Rome. Go to these sites, like check out and read up on the Council on Foreign Relations and who these people are and what their names are. I'm going through, just scrolling through to pull out a couple other names that I came across, like, you know, Stacey Abrams, go figure. But as you go through one letter in the alphabet to the next, it's one after another important, powerful individuals who have done dirty deeds, done dirt cheap, you know, here in the United States against the American people, have acted against the American people, have acted against, you know, Biddles, a name, Beale, a bunch of others, you know, just keep scrolling. It gets better as you go through it too. There's just more names, one after the other, who are members of the secret society who are intent on taking down the United States and reclaiming it, and you, and even if they have to use some kind of gene therapy to do it, they want to kill us. They use aspartame and other stuff. We're going to break. Oh, no, that's it. That time flew. People, maritime matters. It does. It really does. Our United States Merchant Marine, we need to bring it back under American flag. 97% of international cargo is going by foreign flag. Foreign flag. The MV Alabama. WGSO.
Across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. backup, and print out important personal data.